Reed Wilkins, Bob Stauffer with you this morning, and we have a special guest on the line. He is back for two more years with the Edmonton Oilers. It is goaltender Mike Smith. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Well, we're doing very well. Thanks for checking in. But before we dive into the new deal, I mean, we're talking about the draft. Can you take us back to 2001, going 161st overall to the Dallas Stars? But any memories of that moment? Where were you? What was it like?
Yep, I was sitting at my computer in Verona, Ontario, and saw Mike Smith come across the ticker that I got drafted to Dallas. And my initial thought was to run to my mom and dad and ask them if there was another Mike Smith in draft. So obviously pretty exciting time, and you know, a day I'll never forget. And obviously I didn't go to the draft because I wasn't sure I was going to be drafted or not. So it was a different experience for me than, you know, probably not for kids nowadays, because that's how it's going now. But nonetheless, it was an exciting time to be drafted in the NHL, and fortunate to be still playing.
Mike, that draft was in Calgary. At the time, the owner of the Edmonton Oilers, the chairman of the board, was a guy named Cal Nichols. His son, Ken, was in my wedding party that year. And we flew to the draft in Ken's plane, and they turned us around at Red Deer. And so instead, we went to the bar and drank all afternoon. So it turned out to be a hell of a draft for me. And the next year, I'm like, I'm going for sure. The next year was in Toronto in 2002. Ken Dryden was a senior executive. Joffrey Lupul and Jay Bouwmeester were out of Medicine Hat. And I know the dad's two entirely different guys. I think Craig still thinks he's a player. And trust me, he was quite the player, Mike, John's dad. And anyhow, bottom line here is Ken, like, we're sitting at the start of the draft, and Ken Dryden talked for 18 minutes. Like, here's all these guys ready to go in the first round of the draft, and Dryden's just going on and on and on, kind of like I just did in the segment right now. All right, let's cut to the chase here. In a meritocracy, which hockey is supposed to be, you're supposed to be rewarded for performance. You were a top 10 goaltender this year. Just give us your thoughts on doing a two-year deal with the Oilers. And you know what? Good situation for you, but the Oilers also respecting the work that you did.
Yeah, obviously. You know, I feel very fortunate to continue my playing career in Edmonton, and I'm thrilled to be back. And obviously getting the two-year deal was, was something that was kind of kicked around for a little while. I realize where I'm at in my playing career. I know my number one goal is, and to achieve that number one goal, you have to have flexibility within the cap system to be able to go out and acquire other players also. So understanding all those, different aspects, I knew I wanted to be back in Edmonton. I knew I wanted to make it work somehow. And, getting to 2 years kind of allowed us to have some flexibility to go out and hopefully acquire some more players that can help this team kind of get to the next level.
Mike, I know you referenced Adam Francilia a couple times during the past season. I got to have him on my show as well during the year, and he speaks very highly of your relationship. Can you talk a little bit about the impact he had on you, and are you back working with him at any point this offseason?
Yeah, for sure I'm back with him. I think, things went fairly well last year, so I don't think you change stuff too much when you have success. So obviously, I have tremendous respect for Adam and the way he kind of runs the ship, and I think the big part is the off-ice stuff, where he really allowed me to gain some strength and mobility in positions that I wasn't able to get in before, and I'm not going to get into too many details, but it just allowed me to, to stay healthy, to be able to play at a high level, and, to be able to feel like I'm at a good spot mentally and physically in my career at this point. So, like I said, I have a lot of respect for Adam and the way he works and the shape he got me into this year, and that will continue moving forward. So I'm excited about that.
Mike, as somebody who stopped working out at 22, can you maybe, Mike, can you maybe speak?
I can't tell, Scott.
You can't tell. Maybe I'll surprise you if I ever actually get to see you guys again. I know you weren't that disappointed not to see Jacoby on the play this year. But with all seriousness, I mean, it really does come down to the off-season work, right, in terms of where you can go and how far you can extend your career these days? I mean, it's just a number in terms of age, really, when you make this sort of commitment physically to keep yourself at the top of your game.
Yeah, for sure. And that's my belief, and that's been my belief all along, is I love to prove people wrong. I love to break the barriers of, and I know I'm not there yet, but I just like to, I don't think that because you're an older player that you can't play at a high level. And that's been my belief all along. And the big thing is for me is, and for a lot of players, is just your health and, staying off the injury reserve and being healthy. And once once you can kind of accomplish that and dodge any bullets as far as, injuries, the rest of it kind of is, it makes it a lot easier. If you're battling with injuries, I think everyone knows it. Like, you're battling with injuries throughout the course of your career. It's difficult to kind of get back to feel like where you're with the team again. You're not trying to play at, 60% and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm in a good place mentally and physically right now. Like I said, the big thing is to kind of maintain what I have and not try and make huge gains physically in the gym in the off season now, where that was a big part of my career early on and probably a big reason why I had some injuries early in my career. So I think the main part is I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy and working with Adam has, allowed me to do that. Obviously a freak injury to start the season last year, but after that, luckily I didn't have any major injuries throughout the course of the rest of the season. So that'll be my plan and my focus this year once again.
And Mike, look, I know it's still a bit of time here before you're playing games, but I think I should ask you about a pretty significant addition to the roster from a couple of weeks ago. Duncan Keith is now an Edmonton Oiler. He's going to be one of the guys guarding the slot in front of you. How are you feeling about that addition?
I mean, super excited to have an opportunity to play with Dunks and what he will bring to the locker room, on the ice. It's tough to get a player like that. And I think we're super excited to be able to have an opportunity to play with him and him to be a big part of this team moving forward and stabilize our left side and bring some veteran presence, a guy that's kind of been through it before and won some cups and, Norris trophies and stuff. So I think, I'm super excited about playing with him. I had a chance to have a conversation with him, a couple weeks ago, and I know he's super excited about a change of scenery and being closer to family. So all in all, we're obviously thrilled about having a player of his status, and he's going to be a big part of the team.
Mike, congratulations on the new contract with the Oilers, the 2-year deal. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Look forward to seeing you at training camp.
See you in the fall, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Smith, goaltender for your Edmonton Oilers, and we'll talk more about that contract, keep you updated on the draft, presented by Scott Arthur Millwork, a legacy of excellence.